Touchstone Pictures presents Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. A forest.
'Twas a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told took place in the holiday worlds of old. Now, you probably wondered where holidays come from. If you haven't, I'd say it's time you begun.
Out of the darkness appears a scarecrow with a pumpkin head, signposting the entrance to Halloween Town. In a spooky cemetery, the shadows of ghosts and ghouls dance and sing on gravestones.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see, this our town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed, teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can, something's waiting at a punch and pound.
Three little Halloween,
red and black,
and slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine. Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream, everybody scream.
In our town of
the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash and gone with a trace.
I am the who in the call, who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween. Halloween.
Tender lumblings everywhere, life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
One man Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Jack Skellington, the spindly scarecrow with the pumpkin head, sets himself on fire and dives into a luminous green well. When he rises from the water, his head has become a round, bone-white skull with two dark hollows for eyes. The monstrous inhabitants of Halloween Town applaud him.
It's over!
We did it!
Wasn't it terrifying?
What a night!
Great Halloween, everybody!
I believe it was our most horrible yet. Thank you, everyone.
No, thanks to you, Jack. Without your brilliant leadership.
Not at all, Mayor.
You're such a scream, Jack.
You're a witch's fondest dream.
You made walls fall, Jack.
Walls fall? You made the very mountains crack, Jack.
The deadly nightshade you slipped me wore off, Sally.
Let go.
You're not ready for so much excitement.
Yes, I am.
You're coming with me.
No, I'm not.
She detaches her arm.
Come back here, you foolish. Ow!
Her arm keeps hitting him.
Jack, you made wounds ooze and flesh crawl.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our first award goes to the vampires for most blood drained in a single evening.
A second and honorable mention goes to the fabulous dark creature.
Escaping the crowd, Jack strolls through an alley and throws a coin to some musicians.
Nice work, Bone Daddy.
Yeah, I guess so. Just like last year, and the year before that, and the year before that.
In the cemetery, Sally the Ragdoll's pushing back the stuffing into her torn arm. Hearing the cemetery's gates creak open, she quickly hides behind a gravestone. Jack strides through the cemetery, looking up thoughtfully at the night sky. From behind the gravestone, Sally gazes at him in awe. He walks past a tomb shaped like a kennel, inscribed with the name Zero. Jack taps his leg, and the ghost of a cheerful dog with a glowing red nose floats out of the ground.
There are few who deny it. What I do, I am the best, for my talents are renowned far and wide. When it comes to surprises in the moonlit night, I excel without ever even trying. With the slightest little effort of my ghost-like charms, I have seen grown men give out a shriek. With the wave of my hand in a well-placed mode, I have swept the very bravest off their feet. Yet year after year, it's the same routine, and I grow so weary of the sound of screams. And I, Jack, the Pumpkin King, have grown so tired of the same old thing.
Sally listens.
Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones, an emptiness began to grow. There's something out there far from my home, a longing that I've never known. I'm the master of fright and a demon of light, and I'll scare you right out of your pants. Tour guide in Kentucky, I'm Mr. Unlucky, and I'm known throughout England and France. And since I am dead, I can take off my head to recite Shakespearean quotations. No animal nor man can scream like I can with the fury of my recitations. But who here would ever understand that the Pumpkin King with the skeleton grin would tire of his crown if they only understood? He'd give it all up if he only could. Oh, there's an empty place in my bones that calls out for something unknown. The fame and praise come year after year, does nothing for these empty tears.
With Zero in tow, he disappears into some woods. Filled with sadness, Sally picks some leaves from a bush of deadly nightshade. Now indoors, she places the leaves inside an urn and stores it away in a cupboard, just as the duck-billed Professor Finkelstein rolls down a staircase on his wheelchair.
Sally! You've come back.
I had to.
For this.
Yes.
Shall we then?
He brandishes her arm, which gives her a little wave, and they both go up the stairs into a laboratory.
That's twice this month you've slipped deadly nightshade into my tea and run off.
Three times.
You're mine, you know. I made you with my own hands.
You can make other creations. I'm restless. I can't help it.
It's a phase, my dear. It'll pass. We need to be patient. That's all.
But But I don't want to be patient.
No, Zero, not now. I'm not in the mood. All right. Here you go, boy.
Jack breaks off one of his own ribs and throws it for Zero to fetch. The next day, the mayor of Halloween Town, a fat man with an exceedingly tall top hat and a big smile on his face, rolls up in his car, waking up the sleeping musicians.
Morning, Jet.
He steps through a gate and walks up some steep stairs leading to a solitary house. The doorbell's a mechanism consisting of a critter tied to a string, and there's a big staring eye affixed to the door.
Jack, you home?
The mayor's head rotates, revealing a second face, sickly white and crippled with anxiety.
Jack, I've got the plans for next Halloween. I need to go over them with you so we can get started. Jack, please, I'm only an elected official here. I can't make decisions by myself.
Jack, answer me!
He tumbles down the stairs.
He's not home.
Where is he?
He hasn't been home all night.
A burning sun hangs low in the sky, and a weary Jack still walking through the woods.
Where are we?
Bright sunlight filters between towering trees.
It's someplace new.
Zero seems unsettled. Jack steps into a clearing.
What is this?
A circular arrangement of trees, each trunk bearing a different symbol. A red heart on one, a green clover on another, and others with an Easter egg and a chicken. Jack gasps as he sees one trunk adorned with a decorated Christmas tree. Mesmerized, he walks towards it. He grabs a shiny golden Christmas bauble, which acts like a handle, and the tree opens like a door, revealing a dark, cavernous interior. Jack peeks inside, sees nothing, and turns to Zero with a shrug. Then suddenly, he's sucked into the tree, and the door slams shut. Jack's tumbling down a swirling vortex filled with snowflakes. Having landed on a mound of snow, Jack nurses his head. Then his eyes widen and a huge grin spreads across his face as he takes in his surroundings. In stark contrast to the gloomy world he's just travelled from, a starry night illuminates a mountainous landscape draped with pure white snow. Snugly nestled in a valley is a village, brimming with colourful Christmas lights. A train chugs along, and Christmas elves are skating on an ice rink. Jack tumbles and slides on the snow straight into the village.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? The hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! The gathering around here is story roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer! And who would ever think? And why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile on everyone. So now correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like fun, this looks like fun. Oh, could it be? I got my wish. What's this? Oh, my, what now? The children are asleep, but look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or ensnare them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? The monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feeling all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies are absolutely everywhere. The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh I want it, oh I want it for my own. I've got to know, what is this place that I have found? What?
He bumps into a candy-striped post.
Christmas Town?
Jack sees the shadow of a rotund figure.
This has never happened before.
It's suspicious.
It's peculiar.
It's scary.
Stand aside. Coming through.
The mayor climbs onto a podium.
We've got to find Jack! There's only 365 days left till next Halloween!
364!
Is there anywhere we've forgotten to check?
I looked in every mausoleum.
We opened the sarcophagi!
I tromped through the pumpkin patch.
I peeked behind the Cyclops' eye.
I did, but he wasn't there.
It's time to sound the alarms!
A one-eyed mummy swivels the tail of a screaming metal cat to sound the alarm. In Finkelstein's observatory, which sits atop a barren hill overlooking the town, Sally retrieves the urn of deadly nightshade and pours some into a cauldron. Noxious fumes rise from the mixture, which form a misty skull. She then reaches for a jar containing a frog.
Frog's breath will overpower any odor.
The frog belches into the cauldron.
Bitter! Worm's wart! Where's that worm's wart?
Sally? That soap ready yet?
Hard at work in his lab, Finkelstein opens his skull and scratches his exposed brain.
Lunch!
Sally brings it to him.
Ah, what's that? Worm's wart. And frog's breath?
What's wrong? I thought you liked frog's breath.
Nothing's more suspicious than frog's breath. Until you taste it, I won't swallow a spoonful.
I'm not hungry.
Oops.
You want me to starve? An old man like me who hardly has strength as it is. Me, to whom you owe your very life.
Oh, don't be silly.
She pretends to try some.
See? Scrumptious.
Finkelstein guzzles it down straight from the bowl. The mayor.
Did anyone think to dredge the lake?
Oh, this morning.
Hear that?
What?
Shh. Zero.
Jack rolls into town on a snowmobile, towing a trailer which is carrying a tightly wrapped bundle.
Where have you been? Call a town meeting and I'll tell everyone all about it.
When?
Immediately.
The mayor drives through the town.
Town meeting. Town meeting. Town meeting tonight.
In the observatory, Sally covers a fast asleep Finkelstein with a blanket, then timidly joins the entire town's array of grotesque characters inside the town hall. A fat clown on a unicycle barges past her. Jack takes to the stage.
Listen! Listen, everyone. I want to tell you about Christmas Town. There were objects so peculiar, they were not to be believed. All around, things to tantalize my brain. It's a world unlike anything I've ever seen. And as hard as I tried, I can't seem to describe like a most improbable dream. But you must believe when I tell you this. It's as real as my skull, and it does exist. Here, let me show you.
A Christmas tree.
Ooh.
This is a thing called a present. The whole thing starts with a box.
A box?
Is it steel?
Are there locks?
Is it filled with a box?
A box? How delightful, a box.
If you please. Just a box with bright colored paper. And the whole thing's topped with a bow.
A bow?
But why?
How ugly? What's in it? What's in it?
That's the point of the thing, not to know.
It's a bat!
Will it bend?
It's a rat!
Will it break? Perhaps it's the head that I found in the lake.
Listen now, you don't understand. That's not the point of Christmas Land. Now pay attention. We pick up an oversized sock and hang it like this on the wall.
Oh, yes. Does it still have a foot?
Let me see. Let me look. Is it rotted and covered with gook?
Let me explain. There's no foot inside, but there's candy. Or sometimes it's filled with small toys.
Small toys? Do they bite?
Do they snap?
Or explode in a sack?
Or perhaps they just spring out and scare girls and boys.
What a splendid idea. This Christmas sounds fun. I fully endorse it. Let's try it at once.
Everyone, please, now not so fast. There's something here that you don't quite grasp. Well, I may as well give them what they want. And the best, I must confess, I have saved for the last, for the ruler of this Christmas land, is a fearsome king with a deep, mighty voice. At least that's what I've come to understand. And I've also heard it told that he's something to behold, like a lobster, huge and red. When he sets out to slay with his rain gear on, carting bulging sacks with his big great arms. That is so I've heard it said. And on a dark, cold night, under full moonlight, he flies into a fog like a vulture in the sky. And they call him Sandy Claus. Well, at least they're excited, but they don't understand that special kind of feeling in Christmas Land. Oh, well.
Later, Jack's in the tall tower of his house. A fire crackles in a chimney, and he's tucked under a blanket. Leafing through a stack of Christmas-related books, he seems dissatisfied. He scans the room, which has been given a crude Christmas makeover. Candles burn in reindeer heads, making their eyes glow a scary red, and colourful lights hang in a thick spiderweb.
There's got to be a logical way to explain this Christmas thing.
He pulls out a book called The Scientific Method. The next day in Finkelstein's lab.
You've poisoned me for the last time, you wretched girl.
She sighs as he closes a heavy door and locks her in a room.
The door is open.
Hello?
Jack Skellington.
Up here, my boy.
Doctor, I need to borrow some equipment.
Is that so? Whatever for?
I'm conducting a series of experiments.
How perfectly marvelous. Curiosity killed the cat, you know.
I know.
Come on into the lab and we'll get you all fixed up.
Experiments?
Zero! I'm home!
Jack opens a bag full of flasks and vials. He carefully lays them on a table, then pulls out a microscope from the bag. He picks a berry from a branch of holly and places it delicately under the microscope. Zooming into it, he squashes it with a lens and shatters the glass slide. He dips a stick of candy cane into an electrified container and it comes out limp and drained of colour. He then tries to cut out a snowflake from a folded piece of paper, but when he unfolds it, he finds himself staring at a spider. Slicing open a teddy bear's belly, he pulls out some of the fluffy stuffing and inspects it with a magnifying glass. He then crushes a Christmas bauble into a vat of boiling water, which emits a bright green glow.
Interesting reaction. But what does it mean?
In Finkelstein's observatory, Sally appears to be conducting her own covert experiments. She funnels a mixture of ingredients into a bottle. After corking the bottle, she places it in a hamper basket, the handle of which is tied to the thread of a sewing machine. Opening the window of the room she's been confined to, she uses the thread to carefully lower the basket all the way down to the ground far below. She sees Jack in the tower in the distance, his Christmas experiments making it shine like a beacon in the night. Her face lights up. Without hesitation, she throws herself from the window and plummets to the ground. She's crashed onto a hard stone floor. Her eyes are shut. One of her arms and both her legs are lying ripped and broken next to her. Her big round eyes flutter open. She sits up painlessly, pulls out a sewing needle from behind her ear, and with her one good arm, proceeds to stitch herself back up. Now fully mended, she picks up her basket and wobbles off down the street, walking past the band of musicians. Finkelstein goes to check on Sally.
You can come out now if you promise to behave. Sally?
Oh, gone again!
Finkelstein's duck bill quivers. In his tower, Jack's trying to calculate Christmas by writing up equations on a blackboard. Something bumps against his window. It's Sally's basket, attached to a rope and being raised with a pulley. Opening the window, he sees Sally at the bottom of the tower. He waves at her, then brings the basket in and finds, alongside the bottle, a fish skeleton on a plate. As he uncorks the bottle, vapors in the shape of a butterfly waft up. He looks out the window for Sally, but she's gone. Outside the walls of Jack's property, Sally slumps to the ground. She picks a dull, dried thistle and starts pulling out the leaves beneath the flower, which suddenly shimmers and springs to life. The stalk turns into a miniature Christmas tree adorned with colourful decorations and lights. But then it bursts into flames, leaving Sally staring in disbelief at the flower's charred remains. The next morning...
Something's up with Jack, something's up with Jack. Don't know if we're ever going to get him back.
He's all alone up there, locked away inside.
Never says a word.
Hope he hasn't died.
Something's up with Jack, something's up with Jack.
Having spent the night outside Jack's house, Sally gazes up and sees him pacing about in his tower.
Christmas time is buzzing in my skull. Will it let me be? I cannot tell. There are so many things I cannot grasp. When I think I've got it, then at last, through my bony fingers it does slip, like a snowflake in a fiery grip. Something here I'm not quite getting, though I try, I keep forgetting, like a memory long since past. Here in an instant, gone in a flash, what does it mean? What does it mean?
In these little bric-a-brac, a secret's waiting to be cracked. These dolls and toys confuse me so confound it all. I love it, though. Simple objects, nothing more, but something's hidden through a door. Though I do not have the key, something's here I cannot see. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean?
He throws a doll into Zero's basket.
Read these Christmas books so many times. I know the stories and I know the rhymes. I know the Christmas carols all by heart. My skull's so full it's tearing me apart. As often as I've read them, something's wrong. So hard to put my bony finger on. Or perhaps it's really not as deep as I've been led to think. Am I trying much too hard? Of course, I've been too close to see. The answer's right in front of me. Right in front of me. It's simple, really. Very clear, like music drifting in the air. Invisible, but everywhere. Just because I cannot see it, doesn't mean I can't believe it. You know, I think this Christmas thing is not as tricky as it seems. And why should they have all the fun? It should belong to anyone. Not anyone, in fact, but me. Why, I could make a Christmas tree. And there's no reason I can find I couldn't handle Christmas time. I bet I could improve it, too. And that's exactly what I'll do.
Eureka! This year, Christmas will be ours!
Sally looks on sadly.
Patience, everyone! Jack has a special job for each of them. Dr. Beanstein! Your Christmas assignment is ready! Dr. Beanstein, to the front of the line!
What kind of noise is that for a baby to make?
Perhaps it can be improved?
No problem.
I knew it! Doctor, thank you for coming. We need some of these.
Reindeer.
Their construction should be exceedingly simple, I think.
How horrible our Christmas will be.
No! How jolly!
Oh, how jolly our Christmas will be.
What are you doing here?
Jack sent for us.
Specifically?
By name.
Look.
Jack.
Barrel.
Jack! Jack! It's Boogie's boys.
Ah, Halloween's finest trick or treaters. The job I have for you is top secret. It requires craft, cunning, mischief.
And we thought you didn't like us, Jack.
Absolutely no one is to know about it. Not a soul. Now.
The mayor tries listening in by pressing his ear to his megaphone, but it's blocked by the spider that usually hangs at his collar in the guise of a bow tie.
And one more thing. Leave that no-account Oogie Boogie out of this!
Whatever you say, Jack.
Of course, Jack.
Wouldn't dream of it, Jack.
The mischievous children have their fingers crossed behind their backs. They scamper off out of the town and reach an isolated house surrounded by a moat built at the top of a dead, contorted tree trunk.
Kidnap Mr. Sandy Claus?
I want to do it.
Let's draw straws.
Jack said we should work together.
Three of a kind.
Birds of a feather, now and forever.
A lift takes them up to the house, which is infested with bugs.
Kidnap the Sandy Claus, lock him up real tight. Throw away the key and then turn off all the lights.
First, we're going to set some bait inside a nasty trap and wait. When he comes snipping, we will snap the trap and close the gate.
Wait, I've got a better plan to catch this big red lobster man. Let's pop him in a boiling pot and when he's done, we'll butter him up.
Kidnap the Sandy Claus, throw him in a box. Bury him for 90 years, then see if he talks.
Then Mr. Oogie Boogie Man can take the whole thing over then.
He'll be so pleased, I do declare.
That he will cook him rare!
A terrifying, bug-eating figure lurks in a basement.
say that we take a cannon, aim it at his door, and then knock three times, and when he answers, Sandy Claus will be no more!
Here's the stupid thing. Now if we blow him up to smithereens, we may lose some pieces, and then Jack will be just black and green!
Kidnap the Sandy Claus, tie him in a bag, throw him in the ocean, then see if he is sad, because Mr. Oogie Boogie is the meanest guy around. While we're on his boogie list, I'd get out of town.
He'll be so pleased by our success that he'll reward us too, I'll bet.
Perhaps he'll make his special brew. A steak and spider stew!
We're his little henchmen, and we take our job with pride. We do our best to please him and stay on his good side.
I wish my cohorts weren't so dumb.
I'm not the dumb one.
You're no fun.
Shut up!
Make me!
I've got something. Listen now! This one is real good. You'll see. We'll send a present to his door. Upon there'll be a note to read. Now in the box, we'll wait and hide until his curiosity
entices him to look inside, and then we'll have him 1, 2, 3!
Beat him with a stick. Clown him up for 90 years. See what makes him tick. Kidnap the Sandy Claus. Chop him into bits. Mr. Oogie Boogie is sure to get his kicks. Kidnap the Sandy Claus. See what we will see. Lock him in a cage and then throw away the key.
The children set off into the woods.
Sandy Claus.
Oogie Boogie, the figure in the basement, rolls a couple of dice, getting a double one.
It goes something like this. How about it? Think you can manage?
A one and a two and a three and...
Next!
Fantastic! Now, why don't you all practice on that, and we'll be in great shape.
Sally, I need your help more than anyone's.
You certainly do, Jack. I had the most terrible vision.
That's splendid.
No, it was about your Christmas. There was smoke and fire.
That's not my Christmas. My Christmas is filled with laughter and joy and this. My Sandy Claus outfit. I want you to make it.
Jack, please listen to me. It's going to be a disaster.
How could it be? Just follow the pattern. This part's red. The trim is white.
It's a mistake, Jack.
Now, don't be modest. Who else is clever enough to make my Sandy Claus outfit?
Next!
I have every confidence in you.
But it seems wrong to me. Very wrong.
This device is called a nutcracker.
Jack! We got him! We got him!
Perfect! Open it up, quickly!
The Easter Bunny.
That's not Sandy Claus.
It isn't?
Who is it?
It's scared stiff.
Bunny! Not Sandy Claus. Take him back.
We followed your instructions. We went through the door.
Which door? There's more than one. Sandy Claus is behind a door shaped like this.
Jack straightens the squabbling kids by pulling a hideous grimace.
I'm very sorry for the inconvenience, sir. Take him home first. And apologize again. Be careful with Sandy Claus when you fetch him. Treat him nicely.
Got it.
We'll get it right next time.
You will be a decided improvement over that treacherous Sally.
Master! The plans!
They're laid out on a table.
Excellent, Igor.
The doctor throws a dog biscuit to his hunchbacked assistant. On the town hall, a dial counts down the 35 days remaining until Christmas, whilst everyone's hard at work preparing for the event.
This time!
Making Christmas is so fine.
It's ours this time, and won't the children be surprised?
It's ours this time.
Making Christmas.
Making Christmas.
Time to give them something fun they'll talk about for years to come.
Let's have a cheer for everyone.
It's time to party.
Making Christmas.
Snakes and mice get wrapped up so nice with spider nets and pretty balls.
It's ours this time.
All together, that's and this is all our tricks we're making Christmas time.
Here comes Jack.
I don't believe what's happening to me. My hopes, my dreams, my fantasy.
Won't they be impressed? I am a genius. See how I transform this old rat into a most delightful hat.
My compliments from me to you on this, your most intriguing hat. Consider, though, this substitute, a bat in place of this old rat. No, now that's all wrong. This thing will never make a present. It's been dead for much too long. Try something fresher, something pleasant. Try again, don't give up!
All together, that and this, with all our tricks, we're making Christmas time.
In Christmas Town, another doll shows 11 days remaining. In a colourful factory, elves are busy building toys, making gingerbread men and baking Christmas logs. In his lab, Finkelstein runs electricity through a trio of skeleton reindeer to bring them to life. In his excitement, he rises from his wheelchair and collapses on a table. Back in Christmas Town, Santa's gleaming red sleigh is being carefully polished. An elf prepares some cute jack-in-the-boxes, whilst in Halloween Town, the fat clown makes his own scary versions. Christmas stockings are filled with treats, whilst in Halloween Town, little skulls are stuffed into the belly of a snake, and a coffin is loaded onto Jack's sleigh. The skeleton reindeer hover around a delighted Jack. Now it's Christmas Eve.
Kathleen, Bobby, Susie. Yeah, Susie's been nice. Nice, nice, naughty. Nice, nice, nice. There are hardly any naughty children this year. Now, who could that be?
Santa opens his door.
Trick or treat!
Uh-huh.
The children hurl a sack over Santa.
You don't look like yourself, Jack. Not at all.
Isn't that wonderful? It couldn't be more wonderful.
But you're the Pumpkin King.
Not anymore. And I feel so much better now.
Jack, I know you think something's missing, but...
Ow!
Sorry.
You're right. Something is missing. But what? I've got the beard, the coat, the boots...
Jack! This time we bagged him.
This time we really did.
He sure is big, Jack.
And heavy!
Let me out!
Sandy Claus, in person.
What a pleasure to meet you. What? Why, you have hands. You don't have claws at all.
What? Where am I?
Surprised, aren't you? I knew you would be. You don't need to have another worry about Christmas this year.
What?
Consider this a vacation, Sandy. A reward. It's your turn to take it easy.
But there must be some mistake.
See that he's comfortable. Just a second, fellow. Of course. That's what I'm missing.
But
thanks.
You just can't. Hold on. Where are we going now?
Ho, ho, ho. No.
This is worse than I thought. Oh. Much worse.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
Me on vacation? On Christmas Eve?
Where are we taking him?
Where?
To Oogie Boogie, of course. There isn't anywhere in the whole world more comfortable than that.
And Jack said to make him comfortable, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Haven't you heard of peace on Earth and goodwill toward men?
Now!
At Finkelstein's observatory.
Oh, this'll stop Jack.
She retrieves a jar of fog juice hidden beneath the floorboards, then peeks in on the Doctor, who's creating an exact replica of himself.
What a joy to think of all we'll have in common. We'll have conversations worth having.
At Oogie Boogie's lair...
Don't do this! Naughty children never get any presents!
I think he might be too big!
No, he's not. If he can go down a chimney, he can fit down here!
Stuffed headfirst into a tight winding shaft, Santa slides down to the basement. He lands on a circular table lined with spikes in the middle of a room bathed in an eerie fluorescent light. Then a large burlap sack looms over him. It's Oogie Boogie, and maggots fall out of his mouth as he speaks.
Well, 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 what have we here? Santa Claus, huh? Ooh, I'm really scared. So you're the one everybody's talking about. You're joking. You're joking. I can't believe my eyes. You're joking me. You gotta be. This can't be the right guy. He's ancient. He's ugly. I don't know which is worse. I might just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first. Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand. You better pay attention now, cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you aren't shaking, there's something very wrong. Cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Release me now, or you must face the dire consequences. The children are expecting me, so please come to your senses.
Ah, you're joking! You're joking! I can't believe my ears! Would someone shut this fella up? I'm drowning in my tears. It's funny! I'm laughing! You really are too much. And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going to
do the best I can. Whoa! Music in the air, cause I'm a gambling boogeyman, although I don't play fair. It's much more fun, I must confess, with lives on the line. Not mine, of course, but yours, oh boy. Now that'd be just fine.
Release me fast, or you will have to answer for this heinous act.
Oh, brother, you're something. You put me in a spin. You aren't comprehending the position that you're in. It's hopeless. You're finished. You haven't got a prayer. Cause I'm Mr. Oogie Boogie, and you ain't going nowhere.
In the town centre, the mayor wears a huge smile as he conducts the musicians, who are playing to a small crowd. Sally sneaks up to a fountain and empties her jar of fog juice into it. As a thick fog starts rising from the fountain, Jack appears from within the coffin on his sleigh. Everyone applauds him. The mayor reads from a scroll.
Think of us as you soar triumphantly through the sky, outshining every star. Your silhouette, a dark blot on the moon. You who are our pride, you who are our glory, you who have frightened millions into an early grave, you who have...
The fog is spreading.
The souls of the living?
Oh, no! We can't take off in this. The reindeer can't see an inch in front of their noses.
Phew!
This fog's as thick as
jelly brains!
Thicker!
There go all of my hopes, my precious plans, my glorious dreams.
There goes Christmas!
No, Zero. Down, boy.
My, what a brilliant nose you have. The better to light my way.
To the head of the team, Zero. We're off!
Led by Zero, the skeleton reindeer take off from a huge ramp.
Ho, ho, ho!
Jack's sleigh ascends into the night sky, flying past a bright full moon. Sally is devastated.
Goodbye, Jack. My dearest Jack. Oh, how I hope my premonition is wrong.
She walks off slowly.
I sense there's something in the wind that feels like tragedy's at hand. And though I'd like to stand by him, can't shake this feeling that I have. The worst is just around the bend.
Jack whips the reindeer as the sleigh soars through the sky. Travelling through clouds, he emerges over a snow-covered sprawl of suburban houses. The sleigh makes its descent and lands with a thump on the roof of a house, waking up a child sleeping in his bed. Jack grabs a sack of presents and jumps into the chimney shaft whilst the excited child makes his way into the lounge. The child tiptoes behind Jack, who's filling up the stockings hanging on the mantelpiece.
Santa?
Merry Christmas! And what is your name? That's all right. I have a special present for you anyway. There you go, Sonny.
As Jack disappears up the chimney, the child's parents appear.
And what did Santa bring you, honey?
A severed head.
Merry Christmas!
Hello, police. Attacked by Christmas toys? That's strange. That's the second toy complaint we've had.
In Halloween Town, Jack's progress is being shown in the waters of a witch's cauldron. Jack opens the door to a house and hangs a holly wreath. It has eyes and it growls menacingly. In another house, Jack unleashes the big snake full of skulls, which curls around the base of a Christmas tree. Two children pick up their presents. A duck riddled with bullet holes and a cat doll with an evil grin, which both come alive and start chasing after the terrified children. The children take refuge in their parents' room. Jumping between rooftops, Jack goes from chimney to chimney, delivering more presents and spreading outright terror throughout the neighborhood. Bats burst out of a Christmas tree. The malevolent holly wreath terrorizes an old lady, and the big snake swallows an entire Christmas tree. People start blocking their chimneys, locking their doors, and barricading themselves inside their homes.
You're welcome, one and all!
We're just spotted. Fast as we can, ma'am. Police, I know, a skeleton. Keep calm. Turn off all the lights. Make sure the doors are locked. Hello, police.
Reports are pouring in from all over the globe that an imposter is shamelessly impersonating Santa Claus, mocking and mangling this joyous holiday. Authorities assure us that at this moment, military units are mobilizing to stop the perpetrator of this heinous crime.
Jack, someone has to help Jack. Where'd they take that Santa Claus?
Come back and save Christmas.
At military barracks, an alarm is sounded and searchlights flood the night sky.
Look, Zero! Searchlights!
As cannons are fired into the air, explosions light up the sky.
They're celebrating! They're thanking us for doing such a good job!
Whoa! Careful down there! You almost hit us!
It's okay, Zero! Head higher!
In Oogie Boogie's lair...
Are you a gambling man, Sandy?
Let's play.
My, my. What have we here?
Whilst Sally's sexy leg distracts Oogie, her hands slide down to help Santa.
I'll get you out of here.
Lovely. Diggle, diggle, diggle.
Oogie finally realizes that the leg is attached to nothing.
What? You tried to make a dupe out of me?
Santa tries to escape, but Oogie opens his gaping mouth and starts sucking in air, creating a powerful vacuum.
Who's next on my list? Ah, little Harry and Jordan. Won't they be surprised?
Up in the sky, the army's cannons take out one of the reindeer's heads and blasts a hole through Jack's barrel of presents.
They're trying to hit us! Zero!
A missile hurtles upwards and hits the sleigh. The sleigh is blown to bits, and Jack free falls to the ground. In Halloween Town, the harrowing scene is being witnessed in the cauldron's waters. A werewolf howls.
I knew this Christmas thing was a bad idea. I felt it in my gut.
Terrible news, folks! The worst tragedy of our times! Jack has been blown to smithereens! Terrible, terrible news!
Attention. Attention, citizens. Terrible news. There's still no sign of Santa Claus. Although the imposter has been shut down, it looks like Christmas
in a graveyard, the sleigh's demolished remains lay smouldering in the snow. Jack has landed in the arms of a statue of an angel holding an open book. Fetching Jack's displaced jaw, Zero pops it back into place for him.
What have I done? Find a deep key.
In a million years, they'll find me only dust and a plaque that reads, "Here lies poor old Jack." But I never intended all this madness. Never. And nobody really understood. Well, how could they? That all I ever wanted was to bring them something great. Why does nothing ever turn out like it should? Well, what the heck? I went and did my best, and by God, I really tasted something swell. And for a moment, why, I even touched the sky, and at least I left some stories they can tell. I did. First time since I don't remember when, I felt just like my old bony self again. And I, Jack, the Pumpkin King. That's right, I am the Pumpkin King. And I just can't wait until next Halloween, 'cause I've got some new ideas that will really make them scream. And by God, I'm really going to give it all my might. Uh-oh. I hope there's still time to set things right. Sandy Claus.
You wait till Jack hears about this. By the time he's through with you, you'll be lucky if you...
The King of Halloween has been blown to smithereens. Skeleton Jack is now a pile of dust.
Come on, Zero. Christmas isn't over yet.
Sally and Santa are tied up on a table next to a pit of fire.
What's that you said about luck, Ragdoll?
Followed by Zero, Jack runs to Oogie Boogie's house.
One more roll of the dice ought to do it. What? Snake eyes? Good. 11. Looks like I won the jackpot. Bye-bye, doll face and Sandman.
Oogie tries dropping his captives into the pit, but Jack's taken their place.
Hello, Oogie.
Jack, but they said you were dead. You must be double dead!
Uh-oh.
A contraption of rotating swords appears between Jack and Oogie.
Well, come on, bold man!
Jack's lanky, spidery frame allows him to jump and somersault his way through the deadly trap. Armed robotic slot machines advance towards Jack.
Fire!
Jack leaps onto the robot's rigid arms to dodge their shots. Oogie then presses a button and a circular saw swings down from the ceiling.
Jack, look out!
With a mighty bound, Jack evades the saw.
So long, Jack!
How dare you treat my friend so shamefully!
A loose string hangs from Oogie's attire.
Now look what you've done! My bugs!
Jack pulls the string, and Oogie's attire disintegrates, revealing him to be nothing but a sackful of creepy crawlies.
Forgive me, Mr. Claus. I'm afraid I've made a terrible mess of your holiday.
Bumpy sleigh ride, Jack. The next time you get the urge to take over someone else's holiday, I'd listen to her. She's the only one who makes any sense around this insane asylum. Skeletons.
I hope there's still time.
To fix Christmas, Of course there is. I'm Santa Claus.
Santa flies away.
He'll fix things, Jack. He knows what to do.
How did you get down here, Sally?
Oh, I was trying to... Well, I wanted to...
To help me.
I couldn't let you just...
Sally, I can't believe I never realized that you...
Jack! Jack!
Here he is.
Alive.
Just like we said.
Grab a hold, my boy.
Good news, folks. Santa Claus, the one and only, has finally been spotted. Old Saint Nick appears to be traveling at supersonic speed. He's setting things right, bringing joy and cheer wherever he goes. Yes, folks, Kris Kringle has pulled it out of the bag and delivered Christmas to excited children all over the world.
The mayor drives Jack through Halloween Town.
Jack's back.
Jack?
Jack's okay.
He's all right.
Merry Christmas!
It's snowing.
What's this?
What's this?
I haven't got a clue.
What's this?
Why, it's completely new.
What's this?
Must be a Christmas bag. What's this?
It's really very strange.
The townsfolk play hockey and make snow angels. Sally picks a frozen thistle.
This is Halloween. What's this? What's this?
The children throw a snowball at Jack.
Careful, my precious jewel.
Finkelstein's replica of himself is a woman. Jack notices a sorrowful Sally walking away. Under a huge round moon, she sits at the top of a hill and starts picking off the thistle's leaves. Then Jack appears behind her.
Don't mind, I'd like to join you by your side, where we can gaze into the stars and sit together now and forever, for it is plain as anyone can see. We're simply meant to be.
Silhouetted by the glowing moon, they share a tender kiss. Zero gazes at them, then floats away. Up in the heavens, a single star is born and shines bright in the darkness of night.